From the Director of Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Section, Facilities Management Division, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an informational report on the 2014-2016 budget year's management strategy regarding the consolidated facilities plan. At our June 11th meeting, we laid this item over. It's informational only, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right, so as Director, we already know exactly what's going on, so what you got new?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think Jill Surmeyer is getting us. Do you have it? Okay, thank you. I have had extensive discussions with Supervisor Theodore Lipscomb, and I think Supervisor Lipscomb and myself have come to a fairly reasonable compromise on some of his concerns regarding city campus. I think they were valid concerns. I think the county has to be a good partner in terms of leaving that facility, if that is our long-term plan. And I think there needs to be some additional discussion regarding that piece. Now, I would like to ask that we have, Madam Clerk, this is not.
This is the original.
Do we send?
We have a new one coming.
Yeah, we have a new one coming from Jill Surmeyer.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. Alderman Baumann, you have some comments? Come up while we're waiting on that.
Thank you. I assume, Chairman, that I can, when we get the document, I can have the floor again.
You will.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We have Alderman Baumann from the City of Milwaukee.
Well, yes, thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. It's an honor to come before you, and I welcome this opportunity. I'm here to discuss the speak on the city campus issue. As you know, that is part of my aldermanic district. It's also two blocks from my home, so I'm very familiar with the location. You know, over the years, the county has been a significant asset for the neighborhood. In fact, it's one of the anchors for the neighborhood, and it's a neighborhood that has seen basically 30 years of more or less uninterrupted blight, especially in the 27th Street corridor. Although there's some very strong and vibrant residential neighborhoods in the vicinity, the actual 27th Street corridor has been problematic for all of my term and certainly most of my predecessor's term, if not into the 1970s. City campus, there's a lot of employees there, obviously. They represent eyes on the street. They provide soft security in the form of the maintenance of the perimeter, the maintenance of the facility, your grounds and custodial people, all add to a very positive impact for the neighborhood. The employees obviously provide a source of business for local businesses, the small restaurants and small vendors that do exist in the area. I'm sure many of your employees do patronize. So historically, the county has been a great asset, especially when the building has been occupied. You know, my concern, I understand the issue. Obviously, we at the city have the same issue. We want to streamline our operations as much as possible. We want to save costs as much as possible. I understand that the current facilities on that site are very problematic in terms of maintenance cost, heating cost, utilization, and that's certainly a very reasonable issue to be concerned about, and I have no problem with that at all. However, I think the location, the physical location of the site, should perhaps be viewed as a real asset for the county as opposed to a liability. And perhaps some redevelopment could take place, either a mixed private-public type of partnership, perhaps continued county occupancy with a private owner-developer, other types of uses introduced to the site. But my concern is to abandon the site without a plan in place to redevelop, to upgrade, to perhaps reoccupy at some point in the future, will significantly add to the blight of that neighborhood already, because pulling out the county workers, the property will not be maintained to the same level. It's just natural that it wouldn't. You will lose those eyes on the street. We'll have basically another very large vacant site added to many vacant sites that already exist on that 27th Street corridor, and I think it would be a negative for all concerned and impact the tax base, which, of course, you guys share in the same tax base we rely on. And I do see the county occupying some very high value properties throughout Milwaukee County. I mean, the Wauwatosa grounds offer some very high value real estate opportunities. In a perfect world, the county would be locating its facilities in less valuable locations where private development is more challenged, and vacating higher value locations where private development is very viable, and certainly the county grounds would fit that latter category. The city campus location, 2 miles from the courthouse, centrally located within Milwaukee County, close to freeway access. I mean, it's really an ideal location to not only retain facilities, albeit in perhaps a new facility, a new building, but actually expand operations, because you are so close to the courthouse already and it's so easy to get back and forth. Plenty of surface parking available, plenty of real estate available, and I think it's a tremendous opportunity rather than just a liability. So that's my comments. Obviously, I've been watching your proceedings. I know the decisions are in good hands. You folks are exercising the greatest of wisdom and judgment in these matters. I understand the challenges you face, but I just am here to bring a perspective to the issue from someone who represents the area and actually lives in the area and has been aware over the years of how important the county's presence has been to the economic well-being of that neighborhood and to the quality of life in that neighborhood, and how much bigger an impact you could have if perhaps you view that site as an asset rather than just a liability. So thank you.
Sorry, Taylor.
So you would be a potential buyer then? You sure sound like you really want to be there.
I think there's a variety of moving parts. There's issues of demolition cost and clearing the site. Would the city be in a position to ultimately take over that property? Perhaps. I mean, I wouldn't rule that out by any means. I'm in no position to make that representation.
Right,
to
yeah, you're one of
But certainly it would be an issue I would strongly consider. And, I mean, the city already controls the school, which is on the corner. So we do have a presence on the parcel or the block that's in question. That is a distinct possibility. And, of course, the city is, as a general rule, in a better position to develop real estate with the tools that we have available for doing so. So, yes, that's certainly a possibility.
Okay, thanks.
Sir Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Alderman, thank you for being here. Good to see you. One of the problems of the current building is what it was before city campus, being a hospital. Obviously, those employees that are there, I'm not saying that they brag about it, but they all have their own personal restrooms. So from a practical standpoint, the usage that's going on right now doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay, I mean, granted, we took it over, we kept the building up, but there's been a lot of mothballing going on, there's been a lot of costs going on as far as keeping that structure as is. And Supervisor Taylor was kind of touching on something. Is there a chance that the city and the county could collaborate on some kind of, I don't know, unique development or whatever? I know that there's this invisible wall, this whole parochialism as far as, well, that's county, that's city, that's, state, whatever. And yet, we have precedents as far as working together, okay? And now, I'm not saying this is the same thing, but our court system, the city uses our courtrooms. Okay, I mean, not a big deal. It's not like economic development, but the bottom line is working together. And so what I'm saying is that maybe if we could take down the parochial gloves and just say, our economic development people will work with our economic development people and say, we'll go 50-50 on a use that makes sense to everybody. Okay, because right now, what's going on doesn't make a whole lot of sense for the taxpayer. You make a great point as far as the neighborhood, and I understand that. That neighborhood could use a shot of positive energy and adrenaline. But for our people and for our taxpayers to continue to subsidize that doesn't make sense.
I appreciate those concerns. I said that at the outset. I realize the challenge you face in your land use report that you received. You're raising some very good issues. You can't be running, obsolete and inefficient buildings forever. But in the short run, before abandonment is basically adopted, I think we need to have an end game as to what then happens, or does it just sit vacant for the next 20 years, like a lot of other property in that neighborhood has sat vacant for a long, long time.
Thank you.
Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. And Alderman Baumann, thank you very much for being here. You probably are very familiar with that building. I actually did go out and take another tour of the building after our last transportation committee, so I really had it fresh. And paid a little more attention this time to the older buildings, which have some interesting architectural points to them, and have actually asked our economic development director, T. Whaley Smith, whether we could be looking at some preservation there, historical tax credits, even though I guess the state has kind of put some of that on hold right now. But I don't think we're talking this year, certainly, for that. But do you want to weigh in on whether some of those buildings are worth saving? I don't see our current usage of that old hospital site continuing much longer. But I do think the county can be a good partner with certainly with the city of Milwaukee and your aldermanic district. And I'm just wondering if you want to speak to those historical buildings.
Yes, well, I appreciate that opportunity. Yes, I do. The block face along 27th Street, I think, is perfectly reusable as is. I mean, the former Tower Theater building, it's an attractive building. It's architecturally significant. The degree to which the old theater itself could be reused is an open question. I've never been inside to see it, so I don't know the degree to which it's been modified or changed. But the exterior is certainly a high-quality structure. So the block face along 27th Street and the portion that curves around Wells Street from the corner, I think, is certainly a candidate for preservation. The multi-story hospital, which is newer construction, that's probably a building that is not reusable very effectively in its current form, and that probably would be a demolition candidate. But certainly the 27th Street block face could be preserved.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, I think this raises the issue. I think there are some things definitely to be looked at. And I'm wondering if we could also, Mr. Chairman, hear from T. Whaley Smith, who had some interesting ideas. There are other community groups there as well. He perhaps had some ideas about really forming some type of a redevelopment committee around this site if we're going to move forward on that. So I'm wondering if we could also hear
actually,
from him.
Actually, basically, I really want to, Supervisor, we are really here for this one item.
Right.
And I want to take care of this one item and dispose of it. And then we can come back a little later about everything else. Let's deal with this right now, please.
Okay, but it does pertain to the... But that's fine, Mr. Chairman. We can perhaps add the information if you don't want to hear from him.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alderman. We have a number of amendments on here. We have an amendment by Mayo. Talk up, please. Madam Clerk.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, before we begin to amend, we should move consideration of Supervisor Jurczyk's by the committee resolution.
Do we have a motion for that?
Yes, I think I did move adoption.
We have a motion to amend to accept Supervisor Jurczyk's resolution.
I was asked to wait until they brought in here, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. All right. We are considering Supervisor Jurczyk.
So we do have an amendment, which right. Supervisor Lipscomb and I have worked out.
Supervisor Jurczyk, we're going to take these in order. Or not, she changed them. There was one, now she got me as two. So let's go with number one.
Well, Mr. Chairman, could I just... Okay. I mean, I assume we're talking about the resolution that
right.
I brought. As long as we're understanding that that's what we're working off of, I did move adoption, so if you want to take them in order, I guess that's fine. I just want to make sure I understand
yes.
where I'm going. Well, you also have an amendment, Mr. Chair. I don't know if you're planning to pass the gavel, but...
I'm not going to speak to you, Supervisor. As long as I'm still chair, let me run this meeting, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I just want to understand
thank
where
you,
we
thank
are from last meeting.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to go with item number one. Clerk, will you please read item number one?
Amendment number one, which is being offered by Supervisor Mayo. Amend and add the be it further resolved clauses beginning on or near line 67 as follows. Be it further resolved that the Department of Administrative Services shall develop a consolidated facility strategy outline and submit the outline for review to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit for its January 21st, 2015 meeting. And be it further resolved that the Department of Administrative Services shall seek the approval of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors prior to implementation of the finalized County Master Space Plan. And be it further resolved that to the extent it is required by law, the Department of Administrative Services needs the approval of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors to initiate spending on the County Master Space Plan.
Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also agree with the amendment that is put forward here, and I would move approval of amendment number one.
We have a motion for approval of amendment number one. Any comments and questions? Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Glancing ahead at the other amendments, I'd just like to ask for clarification that amendment one can stand on its own as the others can, and that none are in conflict of the other for one.
I know number one can stand on its own. Mr. Sima?
I believe that amendment one should be able to stand alone, that it won't be impacted by amendments two or amendment three.
Thank you.
All right. If there's no other questions. Mr. Cater, are we doing something improper that you need to come in since you're interrupting right now?
I'm just talking, just making sure that you had a by the committee resolution.
Correct.
Therefore, there needs to be a vote as to whether there should be a by the committee resolution, and then before you
consider
amendments to that. But first, it's not a resolution that was presented to the committee, so therefore you need to first vote whether you want the by the committee resolution, and then you can consider any amendments to it if it is so adopted by the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Cater. So we are corrected. Before we take item number one, Supervisor Luska. Mr. Cater, come back before you leave. Come back. Have a seat.
Mr. Chair, just for clarification, so the first vote is whether or not the by the committee resolution should be before us?
Before us.
Okay.
Correct.
It's not to actually approve it.
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Correct. We are have them. We have a motion to consider the resolution. Madam Clerk. So, Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know this is a bit unusual to do a by the committee resolution, but it was somewhat through frustration that we have had phase one, phase two, phase three. I've actually requested that we do resolutions and really have not gotten that to move forward from the administration. And just so the chairman understands, I have discussed this with the chairwoman of the board. She understands as well. What we're doing with regard to trying to get the board to start weighing in on policy as this goes forward. And it's my understanding that she's not in disagreement, even though it's somewhat unusual doing this by the committee. So I think we are in good footing with doing this. I understand we don't want to make this a common practice, but our failure to start creating policy statements on this is going to just continue to, you know, have this thing go round and round and round without actually weighing in as the policymakers and getting the administration to go forward with these timelines. Your amendment is fine as far as I'm concerned. I think the committee has to provide the oversight of this in any event. So it's really an attempt to get this to move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Watson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It was moving forward. We had an informational report from the department. And in fact, then the next step would be then in the next cycle that a resolution would be submitted based off of that informational report. I feel that this substitute that was put forward, this by the committee resolution, was to try and jam something into the committee. And that's why we had to schedule another special meeting to deal with it, because things weren't properly done to prep the committee and to have a coherent discussion. And that's why you have multiple different amendments and that we had to schedule another meeting. So I don't think things are proceeding off schedule. The fact is that I think that it was a good report and that we should have taken the time to consider that report and discuss it with different parts of the administration and our research staff and have a comprehensive solution put forward for the next committee cycle. And that's why I objected to going forward with it at the last committee, and that's why you have multiple amendments in front of you today. And I think that sometimes there are people who are trying to kind of bum rush the door here to get through something through the system without it getting the thorough vetting that it needed to be get done. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other comments or questions? If not, Madam Clerk, will you call the roll on consideration?
Wyshon?
No.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to consider the by the committee resolution is approved.
Madam Clerk, we have the First Amendment been approved for approval. If there's no other questions on the First Amendment, Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I like the First Amendment. I also like the Second Amendment, and I guess I want to make sure that I understood your response to Supervisor Alexander, because they are they don't stand alone. We can vote for both of them.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Any other comments? Madam Clerk, on the First Amendment, please call the roll.
Mr. Are you open to comments from the administration on this or not?
No.
Okay.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
Mr. Tyler, did you have a comment? Because I'm not going to tolerate no disrespect. Item number 2 on the amendment.
Amendment number 2 is offered by Supervisors Jerzyk and Lipscomb. It adds the whereas clause beginning on or near line 35 as follows. Whereas closing city campus, which has been recommended in the initial plan, requires further planning for the benefit of the health and economic success of its neighborhood and to avoid the blight of a vacant building in this area. And amend and add the further resolve clauses beginning on or near line 67 as follows. Be it further resolved that the Department of Administrative Services shall develop a consolidated facilities strategy outline and submit the outline for review to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit for its January 21st, 2015 meeting. And be it further resolved that the Department of Administrative Services Economic Development Division shall meet with the local community groups active in the area of city campus along with the City of Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Public School staff to develop a plan for land use regarding city campus and its surrounding neighborhood and shall address the possibility of demolition with cost estimates and develop recommendations consistent with future development. And be it further resolved that the development demolition, if any, and use plans shall be presented to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit and the Committee on Economic and Community Development by December 31st, 2014, and for review by the two committees in the January 2015 meeting, along with recommendations for further action. And be it further resolved, the Milwaukee County Comptroller is authorized and directed to establish a new capital project titled City Campus Redevelopment, which shall be used to house any funds appropriated for the purpose of demolition, planning, design, and redevelopment of the site until this project is completed. Consistent with this policy, funding for planning, engineering, and design shall be included in the 2015 budget.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move adoption on Amendment 2. I appreciate the work of all those who've helped to put this together. The idea here, if you recall, my concern was that if the first thing we do is to leave city campus, I was concerned that the last thing we would do would be to return and to do something at the site, that we would have a mothballed building. Many of us went through the Moody days, and we saw how long that took, and there was such upheaval and turnover here over the course of time that sat there, and I know a lot of people thought we were going back to do that, and we know what happened ultimately, and it was the political hot potato and got passed around. And my concern is that we create another situation like that where some of us would think that there was a plan for it, but we wouldn't put the money aside, and that it would never actually get done. And so the idea here is to immediately begin the redevelopment process with a plan and with appropriating funding. I think the first step is demolition. I think it's for much of the site, at least, if not all. And that's because if it's not economic for us to utilize the facility, it's foolish for us to think that somehow it's going to be economic for someone else to use it in its current form. So this isn't the last step. It's not even the last step this year, in that we're going to face this in budget. We're going to have to put money into this capital project. But the first step is to acknowledge that that's what's ahead of us. I'm told that demolition alone could be around $3.5 million. If the entire site had to be demolished. Now, there might be some redevelopment potential for portions of the site. I like historic buildings too. I hope something could be done with that block face, but I hold much less hope for the remainder of the buildings. So with that, I do move adoption on Amendment 2.
Thank you. First of all, I want to thank everyone for their work on this. I very much agree with the approach to the downsizing of facilities, which starts with city campus. It's the logical place to start. That building is already half vacant, and that building is going to require significant dollars if we're going to remain into that site. I'd much rather put those dollars in demolition and redevelopment than to try to keep that old building up and running for ultimately, I believe, vacating it in the future. It became apparent to me as we tried to work on this downsizing plan that this is the starting point. City campus is the starting point, and everyone has agreed on that. C.B. Richard Ellis has agreed on that. The administration has agreed on that. But it also became apparent to me in talking with Supervisor Lipscomb and our development director that we also have to address the redevelopment of that. And I actually think those are two separate things, and yet we're going to have to address both of them at budget time. So it makes sense to put them both in this resolution. I do think the county has to be a good partner with that neighborhood. T. Whaley Smith has indicated that there is a strong community group, I think it's Westtown. Perhaps Marquette High School and Marquette University should be approached as well. There is a question about whether you want to, preserve those historical buildings. I think this work group can address all that, Mr. Chairman. But I think we do need to initiate that if we're going to make progress on the facilities downsizing. I do see those two things perhaps diverging as they continue. Once we've vacated city campus, it's going to cause us to make a lot more decisions with regard to, first of all, reassignment of staff, and then perhaps the next question is going to be, what do we do with the COGS building? And ultimately, I think the third big issue is going to be the courthouse campus complex. Now, this committee is going to have to, work with all of those things. However, we must start weighing in on this as policymakers, get this started, get this in budget. And it became very apparent to me in talking with Supervisor Lipscomb and others that we also have to initiate this redevelopment plan or we'll never get started. So I think this resolution that adds amendment to the primary resolution does both. And I think ultimately it's a good thing for the county to do. It's a good decision that we do initiate redevelopment. That city campus is probably the most sensitive of sites that the county may eventually leave. And I think it will start, I'm hopeful, get easier as we, you know, start this downsizing plan. This is probably the toughest place to start, and everyone agrees it's the first place we have to start. So I hope the committee sees it in that light. I thank Supervisor Lipscomb, everyone else. I thank Alderman Bauman for coming and addressing us, and I do hope we get some positive results from this committee that's going to be formulated by the Department of the Administrative Services and Teague Whaley Smith and his Development Division. I'm looking for creative solutions. I really am. And there may be some really creative solutions to come forward from those community groups, and then the county can be a good partner in that. So I do hope the committee supports this. I think it's offered in good faith. And by the way, just a comment. I really thought we were going to see a resolution after phase two, and I asked for a resolution after phase two. I can't tell you how disappointed I was when phase three came, and it was still just for discussion. We really can't keep doing that. And as we go into budget this year, and we're going to have to be making some decisions at budget time, but we should be doing it in committee before we get to budget. I've said that so many times. The real, you know, grit work should happen in committee and not try to jam it all into budget time. And that's what we're doing. We're doing good policy making here, and I think we should be proud of ourselves as supervisors. This is the kind of thing you should be working on before you get to budget, so when you get to budget, the decisions are really financial at that point. So thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll stop talking.
Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I definitely think we have to do something, and you know, we had a great discussion a few weeks ago, and I appreciate the work that's been done by the two supervisors with this amendment and the First Amendment as well. You know, the biggest thing for me is not continuing to dump money into this facility, because we would definitely not be good stewards of our tax dollars if we did that. And I understand the concerns of those that represent the area, that live in the area, that work in the area, so that doing something in that neighborhood is obviously essential than just, you know, walking away. However, I'll go back to what I talked about 2 weeks ago and, you know, asked the question. We need the city's involvement. You know, we have one alderman here, doesn't represent the whole body. You know, we're going to have to see some commitment from the city to be, I think, a good partner. Because, you know, to say it's okay to put your employees in that neighborhood, to have them, you know, kind of take care of that property is kind of like, you know, would they put their employees there? Would they want to maintain that and spend that kind of money? So moving forward, I think the city is going to have to be a huge partner in it, not just Milwaukee County. So I will support this amendment, and I do appreciate Alderman Bauman stepping up here and giving us some good feedback.
Susan Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It seems to be a balanced amendment. I'm glad to support moving forward with actually doing something rather than just receiving lots of reports, as I said in the last meeting. But I'm also interested, before we move forward, in hearing from the subject matter expert, Mr. Whaley Smith, if you'd allow him to speak just on this amendment and if he has comments on it.
Oh, he already acknowledged that he will be speaking.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That's it.
Any other supervisors before? Mr. T.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. Everybody's aware of the sort of procedure behind this. The administration came forward with the informational report. The board put forth a resolution, and I expressed support of that concept of letting us know, as people that are working for you and for the county, where you are headed, so that none of us are caught by surprise. In that context, I think the procedure that's aligned and outlined in Amendment 2. Certainly we can accomplish, smart policy in getting the neighborhood groups involved, setting up a fund, and I think that that's a good procedure, and there's no issues there. Reading that in the context of Amendment 1, I just want to make clear that we intend to continue to bring files for your approval as we move forward in this process. So there's a line in the first amendment that says...
Well, amendment one is not in front of us.
Okay, no, I understand. I just... So,
amendment number two.
I guess what I want to say is this cycle in July, we intend to, for example, bring you forward a revised lease with the state. That's a facilities issue. We will bring that before we have finished the county master space plan. With amendment number two regarding city campus, we will be bringing you that decision prior to finalization of a county master plan. So I just want to make sure that we, in reading these amendments together, are on the same page and just wanted to express that.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Any other comments, questions on item, amendment number two? If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Furkowski?
Aye.
Jerzyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. Amendment number two is approved.
Now we have amendment number three. Madam Clerk, will you please call it? Call item number three.
Amendment number three, which is being offered by Supervisor Wyshon. Amend the bid further resolve clauses beginning on or near line 36 as follows. Be it resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors and Milwaukee County Department of Administrative Services are dedicated to reevaluating the use of county facilities, improving county occupied spaces, and selling assets to reduce the county's real estate footprint. And the following be it further resolved clause is deleted. And then the final be it further resolved reads that after the development of a comprehensive redevelopment plan of county facilities, if it is deemed necessary by the plan, the staff from city campus will be relocated into transitional space.
Madam Clerk, can you read the bullet point that he would like to be deleted so everyone understands?
The following be it further resolved clause is going to be deleted. That the Department of Administrative Services will implement phase three of the Consolidated Facilities Plan as scheduled in file number 14483, which includes final agreement with the state related to the utilization of the Marsha Cox Center by December 31st, 2014, finalization of an updated county master space plan by June 30th, 2015, a plan for disposition of city campus property as part of the 2015-2016 budget, a comprehensive plan for the county grounds as part of the 2015-2016 budget, including strategies for examining the Behavioral Health Division complex, facility needs and options as relocation of clients to the community continues, utilization or disposition of the Vail Phillips Juvenile Justice Center, and the utilization or disposition of Research Park Incubator Building. A courthouse complex plan, including strategies for utilizing or vacating the safety building, community correction center, office of the medical examiner, and the county-owned property at 6th and State Street as part of the 2015-2016 budget. Continue countywide facility and facility management consolidation as part of the 2015-2016 budget.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Supervisor Wyshon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move approval of amendment number three. The reason that this portion that was just read needs to be deleted, it doesn't mean that these things won't take place in the future. It's because of what we're doing is we're trying to put everything on the table all at once instead of thoughtfully going through each and every item to decide what is the best use and the best way to provide service for things like our juvenile justice system. I don't want to just dump things onto the table and then have the administration think that they can take over authority of it because we've somehow misguidedly given them authority to go forward with a plan because we've used words like will implement. So, you know, we do not have the greatest relationship with the third floor. We still have questions with Act 14 on what is administrative duties and things like that. Why would we put ourselves in a position to say that this laundry list of items, everything from the incubator at the research park to the juvenile court system to the behavioral health facility, why would we put that in a resolution and say go ahead and implement it? Unless you want to basically turn over all discretion to the county executive. So what this does is simply take those items out. We can address them as needed when the reports come back, or as any supervisor wants to, they can submit a resolution to the board to move forward on these items, and we can debate it. You know, moving, you know, it sounds the juvenile correction out at the county grounds to say somewhere downtown. Well, those children are the responsibility of the Wauwatosa educational system. You would then be transitioning that burden onto MPS, that then the educational responsibility for those children would fall on MPS. Don't you think we ought to have a discussion on that and what the real impacts are? And, you know, what would privatizing and turning over the incubator at the research park? Have we ever really discussed that with anybody, and especially those small businesses that are at the incubator? So we can have all of those discussions. Things can take place. They don't need to be in this laundry list of things. There's nobody who wants to see city campus dealt with more than I have. You can go back years. We've had multiple discussions on this. My time on economic development, we brought up city campus. I have voted for all of the amendments that deal with city campus. I put a piece in here about redeveloping city campus. I want to see a public-private partnership that deals with a mixed use for the facility that improves the community and the neighborhood around 27th and Wisconsin. We all want to see that. We all want that to move forward. But what needs to be discussed is you just simply can't put a simple bullet point with a half a dozen words at best and say we're going to deal with the Children's Court Center and then put the word implement after it. That to me is just simply wrong, and it needs more discussion in a timely manner. So I would hope that we would really seriously think about deleting this section, and then we can positively move forward with everything else that we've achieved today. Thank you.
All right, we have a motion for amendment number 3. Any comments or questions? Supervisor Gerzer.
I have a problem with the amendment for a lot of reasons. First of all, it takes out the date certain and really gets us back to just a very broad be it resolved clause that does very little in terms of moving us along. But, you know, regarding some of the specific items, the one thing I've learned while doing both strategic planning and getting into this facility downsizing is everything is related. It's all so interconnected that you can't be pulling things apart and acting like you can make individual decisions on just one facility. The courthouse fire taught us that, I think, and these decisions truly do have to make one with the other. And the other thing, I think our staff, the staff that we're working with, we have got to stop giving the public the impression that we're at war here. I think Tig Whaley Smith has been a great development director. I've been very strongly in support of almost all of the things he does. He always brings good advice. I don't always agree with it, but he's been a good partner. Greg High's department, I've had multiple meetings with him, and I'm sure any supervisor that wants to can understand what that committee with Julie Esch and Greg High, who have been working with the C.B. Richard Ellis report and so on, they're doing tremendous work. And I think any supervisor that wants to understand how they've been working, they have an open door for meetings and discussions. Even Don Tyler of DOS, I think he's had a can-do attitude. I personally think we have a good relationship with the whole staff that's been working on this, and I want to say that publicly, that this committee can work with them and the board can work with them. We're getting good advice, and we're getting people who are willing to ask the policymakers to make the decisions so they know which way we should start going on these decisions. But they're so interrelated, you can't pull these things apart. And we need to get the date certain. So I do not support this amendment, and I hope we stay with the other two amendments that we've already approved with the resolution and bring it to the full board, who I hopefully will bless what this committee has done. Thank you.
Any other comments to the section from any of the committee members? Sir Washon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These things are separate issues. The juvenile justice, how we deal with that facility, is totally independent of whether or not we have an incubator at the research park. They're not contingent upon one or the others. They are separate, independent items. Where we house the Department of Public Works is totally independent of the research park or the juvenile justice system. So they are not all tied together on this. And that, unfortunately, the track record is that when it comes to what is the domain of the county exec and the administration has been pushed to the limit. And by writing down things that say we will implement phase three of this consolidated facilities plan, and then listing these bullet points, it is conceivable that the administration will argue that they will be able to implement the plan that they have created, which hasn't even been finalized. Some of these, like the finalization of an updated master plan, space plan, is June 30th, 2015. So you're implementing a plan that hasn't even been completed yet. So all I'm asking is that we move forward with City Campus. I agree 110% with that. And I may agree with the disposition plans that ultimately are constructed for some of these bullet points. But it has to be done in a methodical, straightforward manner with debate so everybody can hear it, instead of a simple bullet point on one sheet of paper. You're talking about moving around hundreds, if not thousands, of county employees and having the impact on families, on thousands of families that deal, unfortunately, with the juvenile justice system. So I would think that if a supervisor wants to move forward on a disposition plan for any one of these bullet points, they can simply submit the resolution and it can be discussed and debated in the committee process like we do everything else, rather than falling back on some grandiose wish list. So I don't know why we would want to, you know, put ourselves in a position that could negatively impact us in the future. So we want this to be a well thought out. And just one last point on, we all talk about shrinking the footprint and getting rid of all of this stuff, but then we turn around and say the courthouse foyer. The fact is, if you didn't have these other facilities to fall back on, you wouldn't have had a place to put all those county employees when you closed the courthouse for, you know, a month. So, you know, if you shrink too much, what would we have had to do? We would have, instead of having to transfer people over to City Campus at no cost or little cost to Milwaukee County, we would have had to lease space in the private sector to fulfill those needs, that if we weren't able to utilize some other county facilities. So instead of consolidating or shrinking, we ought to be talking about right-sizing and what we need for our organization. And that's what I want us to do in a conscientious, well-thought-out manner. And that's what Amendment Number 3 does. And it is not inconsistent with anything we want to do with our facility use plan. It just puts us in a more thoughtful position. Thank you.
So, Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On that note, why don't we just build a second courthouse and keep it vacant in case we ever need to move? You know, it's been made very clear to this board that we're throwing money out the window by maintaining City Campus, that we're losing money and we're going to lose a lot more. That is no good reason to just keep a vacant building in case we might have an emergency and need to move there. Frankly, if City Campus or other vacant buildings that the county owned were not available, what would we have done? We probably would have rented private sector space at a far less cost than the money we're throwing away on city campus to begin with. So it would have been a savings if we want to look at a net effect. If we want to talk about the logic of the resolution and the amendments, the supervisor from the 16th just pointed out that there's a bullet point that says finalization of an updated county master space plan by June 30th of next year and how that's somehow illogical. It was just moments ago that we put an amendment into the resolution to explain that we're making sure we're requiring that the administration come back to us before they can move forward on that plan. So if we're talking about methodology and making logical decisions and logical conclusions, that's what the rest of the committee has already been here doing this morning. Thank you.
Any other comments? Sorry, let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So it's a question for Corp Counsel because Amendment 1 does specify in relation to the one bullet point that it's going to require approval. Does the Be It Further Resolved clause that talks about implementation of Phase 3 and has the bullet points, would that be read to say that those other items do not need board approval? Is this a broad authorization for implementation, or do all of those things to the extent they need?
Good morning.
Morning.
State your name for the record.
Paul Bergman, Corporation Counsel. Legal opinions on the fly. What's your...
you know I don't like that.
Just so I understand your question again, Supervisor.
Sure. If we're looking at Amendment 3, Be It Resolved clause that is being struck has a number of bullet points, but it talks about implementation. We'll implement Phase 3, and then it has the various bullet points. One of those bullet points, the second one, Amendment 1 dealt with that one specifically to talk about it requiring county board approval. Taken together, is that understood to mean that these other actions, these other bullet points, do not require county board approval, or that this is giving county board approval, or would those other items still require approval?
In other words, if the resolution as amended by 1. Would the bullet points require specific approval? Is that your question?
Right. So it's clear to me that one requires specific approval now because of Amendment 1. But one of the arguments for striking this Be It Further Resolved clause is that the inclusion of the word implement suggests that by listing this timeline, we're in fact approving all the actions in it. The final products of which are not yet developed are in front of us. So are we approving the concept of this timeline, or are we in fact approving all of these bullet points?
Well, I mean, I guess...
5 minute recess? So you can look at that?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
I said we have a 5 minute recess. Everybody stay here, 5 minute recess.